Well, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized the 2012 percentage standards for four fuel categories that are part of the agency's Renewable Fuel Standard Program. And in terms of cellulosic, originally Congress had set up a production and use goal for the year 2012 of 500 million gallons of cellulosic ethanol, with provisions to be made by EPA to adjust as needed. And indeed,
EPA has essentially reduced the mandates for cellulosic, recognizing the fact that there aren't supplies out there to meet it.
That's Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber, who says the new cellulosic requirement for next year will now be just over 8.5 million gallons. And Glauber says it's not really shocking news.
The big question, of course, that's been out there for years has been, when will cellulosic ethanol, when will that become profitable? I don't think anyone sees that coming anytime soon, although I am told that, you know, a few of these plants are going to start coming online over the next year, so we'll see.
The final 2012 overall volumes and standards for the four fuel categories are biomass-based diesel at 1 billion gallons, advanced biofuels at 2 billion gallons, and cellulosic biofuels now at 8.65 million gallons, with the total renewable fuels mandated at 15.2 billion gallons, meaning that corn will continue to take the lion's share of renewable fuel production this coming year. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.